Oh, pet, come here for a second, won't you? Good little bitch. So obedient. Comes so quickly when called. Get on your knees and massage your mistress's feet while I tell you about the lovely idea I had. Bitch, that little object between your legs is looking awfully sad. Tell me, how long have you been locked in that cage without relief? Has it been that long? You must be so desperate, so frustrated. You've been such an obedient bitch lately. Goddess is going to give you a choice. Are you ready, pet? Listen closely. You are to choose option number one or option number two. First option is nothing. Go about your day locked in your cage. No relief. Nothing. Everything stays just the same. Don't like that idea? Well, you can always choose option number two. Option number two is Goddess unlocks you. Then she strokes you nice and hard and lets you come. It's been so long since you've come, hasn't it? I bet you can't even remember the last time, can you? I bet it hurts to even think about. I bet your cock is straining against your cage, just thinking about Mistress allowing you to come. Does it hurt, little bitch? I bet a nice, hard orgasm would make it feel so much better. So what's your choice, bitch? Number one or number two? Well, aren't you anxious? So quick to pick number two. You want to be let out of your cage and feel your mistress's hands all over your pathetic cock. And be allowed to come, don't you? Of course you do. I do approve of your decision. Just let me get the key and unlock you. Oh, I may have forgot to mention a few things. Silly goddess. Some very important details slipped her mind. First, the entire time you are out of your cage, you will be servicing your owner's pussy. I'm going to unlock you, then I'm going to straddle your face. Your slutty tongue is not to stop pleasing your mistress. Understand? You had better fucking service me correctly, slut. And next, and this is the part you'll want to really pay attention to. Mistress is going to edge you over and over. She's going to spit in her hand and stroke you, get you nice and hard, and then stop. She's going to use her fingertip to trace a line up your shaft, gently tease the tip just how you like, then stop. She's going to wrap her fingers tight around the base of your cock and pump up and down fast and hard, then stop. She's going to dig her fingernails into your flesh, the pain so rich and deep, then stop. Again and again, Goddess is going to bring you to the brink, make you moan and squirm and beg, and then stop. And don't you dare. Don't you dare fucking come until you're given permission, little bitch. Lastly, and this is the best part, Mistress is going to let you come. You want that so bad, don't you? Do you want to know how? I'm going to stroke you so fast and so hard until you can't take it any longer. Then she will make you beg. When she is satisfied or bored with your pathetic pleas, she will say now, and I know you will explode for me at my command, because I know how desperate you'll be. Too bad Mistress's hand won't be touching you while you come. Oh, that's right. Just at the supreme moment of pleasure, right as your cock starts to twitch and spasm, right as your balls start to clench, right at the point where you want it worse than you've wanted anything in your life, I'm going to let go. You'll get to come. Oh, yes, but it will spray weakly into the air. Your orgasm, the accumulation of weeks of desperation locked in your cage, and hours being spent brought to the brink, ruined. Goddess will squeeze your balls and make you pathetically shoot out every drop of your load. Your cock will drip cum onto your thighs and then shrivel up. Goddess isn't even going to clean the mess off your body when she locks you back in your cage. You'll get your orgasm, but it will be completely and totally unsatisfying. It will be worse than if you choose option one and just suffered through the normal amount of frustration. I will laugh at your pain and suffering. It will make my own orgasm by your tongue so much sweeter. I'm going to grind my hips down, forcing your tongue deeper. I know that you'll work even harder to please me. Praying your beautiful goddess will grant her pitiful toy mercy. You can give up on that idea right now. You'll get no mercy. You're only getting frustration and desperation from your mistress tonight. Now, pet, ready to begin?